We are exactly 1 week away from the August election across the Upper Cumberland, and this is your forum to hear from the candidates, men and women who want to represent you in county, state, and in congressional offices. Today's Meet the Candidates begins in Gainesboro, where four candidates are vying for three seats on the Gainesboro Board of Aldermen. Tom Getz is one of those who is running. Tom, thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
Well, thank you, Larry. I'm glad to be here.
It is a difficult decision when anyone decides to run for any office. Why did you decide you wanted to run?
Well, somebody I respected or respect suggested that I should run for the office of alderman. And having a desire, you know, to make a positive impact in my community here in Gainesboro, just briefly considered the job and decided I'll make a commitment to be more involved in our town's decision-making process, so I'll run for alderman.
What experiences do you bring from your personal career, your vocation, those sorts of things that you believe can help you in this role?
Oh, okay. That's a good question. Before retiring in 2020, I worked for Dillard's department store for 35 years. And when I retired from Dillard's, I was a senior corporate director. I'm a graduate from a technical college down in Mobile, Alabama, with a FCC first-class radio telephone license. And with all those experiences, I believe I can aid in our town to revitalize and understand some of the workings of the maintenance department and things in our town.
What do you think makes Gainesboro special?
Gainesboro has just got a very unique charm about it. If you've ever been here and you drove around the square, so it's got historical significance, natural beauty, the local festivals like Poke Salad and other events are just great, and tourists just love to come here. So I think we're a great getaway destination from people that want to escape that big city life of Nashville.
You know, that's such an interesting point, because that really seems to be how Gainesboro and Jackson County have, I don't know if you want to say reimagined, that may be too strong a word, but have changed the perception of the county is through tourism and being off the beaten path, which for years seemed like a negative. It almost now seems like it's a positive.
Oh, I agree. You know, the interstate exit to come on to Grundy Corals Highway, there's more and more apartments that are building up there for people. I think they go from there to commute into Nashville, but you want to get away from that? Come to Gainesboro. We have some world-class restaurants, as pizza parlors, ice cream shops, you know, just fun things to do. And you can all do them just walking around the square in our downtown area.
Tom, as you've talked to people, what are the issues on their mind? What are they talking to you about?
Well, I've got several of my friends that we look at the town and say, you know, we could make this look better. And it's maintenance. And that's another reason why, with my background, I see things that way. Cleaning things, doing basic road construction, sidewalk repairs, and some of our older, more historic buildings, we're working to renovate those and keep the appeal of the building, but just, you know, if you will, a fresh coat of paint on things to present well.
How can the aldermen assist in that? What role can they play?
Well, as you know, an alderman only has a voting capacity once a month in our town meetings. But, you know, we will help with that voting, represent the people, of course. And you vote on legislation, budget oversight, and just be an advocate for the people. And in doing that, you have a method to develop policies and facilitate conversations between people so we can get some things done.
Are there things that you feel like are important? Are there things that, as you've gone through this process, you say, this is an area that I want to focus? I know you said maintenance is one of those. Are there others?
Well, again, being new to the position, it's going to be, first I'm going to have to understand the budget and how we come to that budget number, and the oversight of that budget. And then there's about I'm going to say approximately 17 associates for the town of Gainesboro, and just getting to know those people a little better and what their job is and what they do. And having all those things in mind, finding out, do they have particular goals and things they want to accomplish? And I think together we can accomplish my goals as well as their goals as we understand each other.
Tom Getz, when someone walks into the election precinct, why should they cast a ballot for you?
I'll tell you this. My wife and I celebrated 44 years of marriage this year. I have 3 children and 5 grandchildren. And I think I'm consistent and reliable, and I'll do the absolute best for the town of Gainesboro. And I would appreciate them just thinking about me when they see that my name on the ballot.
Tom Getz is one of the candidates for Gainesboro Alderman as we head to the polls. Tom, thank you for the time.
Larry, thank you so much.
Nancy Pruitt would like to continue serving you as a member of the Gainesboro Board of Aldermen. She joins us on our Meet the Candidates series. Nancy, why do you want to continue to lead?
Well, in the past couple of years, while I've been an alderman, the city has grown. We're still have many projects that we're in the middle of, such as our water treatment plant project that is beginning in the next month or so. It's a project that was severely needed and was voted in by the alderman before me. So I'm just following through with it. And it's $10 million project, so it's a big one for our little town, but much needed. Our infrastructure, as all towns and cities are finding out, is requiring much updating and money. So that's something that I'd like to see continued and make sure that we follow through on that. I've enjoyed working with and finding out so much about our little town, and we're growing, and we have a great little community. Our little square is progressing. We're in the process of getting a new hotel, a boutique hotel, and our old Shamrock Hotel, and it's going to be a 24-room boutique hotel. We had a gentleman from Nashville and his wife who just happened to come to Gainesboro and buy some property and fell in love with it. And they're getting ready to invest $3 to $5 million in this. So that's going to be something that's been needed in our little town, since we have a few bed and breakfasts, but we don't really have any place for, any size group to stay. So I'm looking forward to that. We have a museum, an art museum that's opening up on the square, and it's a couple that moved here and fell in love with their little town the same way. We've got a new Miss Sally's Market, which is an addition to our town. That's the owners of the Granville Marina, Wildwood, have invested in our little town, and they too have fallen in love with it. So there's just a lot of things that made me want to decide to come back and keep doing this for another couple of years.
What have you learned?
Well, that government's slow. That, like I said, this project's been going on for the water treatment plant for 2 years already. And it's going to be another 3 years. I found that people in general want what's best for our town, and we did raise taxes this past year for the first time, and I know it's been many, many years, but we're still one of the lower tax bases in the state of Tennessee.
What about the communication between the city, the county, the Chamber of Commerce? It really does, I hate to use the term, it takes a village, but I mean, in a lot of ways it does, to spur Jackson County on to this kind of next level that seems to be happening there?
Our chamber has done amazing things. You know, oftentimes someone will come up with an idea, let's have a flag day. Let's honor the veterans. And someone came to me with that, and I said, okay. And they said, where do we find money? So you go to the chamber, they give you ideas, and they back you, and then all the businesses back all of these events. We had our first fireworks show in you know, several years. This year we've had our Polk Salad Festival regenerate. The communication with the chamber, the county, and the city is vital and is really working right now. The Gainesboro has a mayor that is elected, but it is like the alderman. It is, you know, it is not a paid position. You do this because you love the town. I'm going to propose that we hire a city manager, which would, we will still have our mayor elected, but the city manager would be hired by the city to help plan, organize, and manage the activities of the city under the policy guidance and direction of the elected officials. I think that's something that we need that would help our little city government. We have a gentleman that's retiring. He's been here, I think, 16 years, Mr. Chester Hamlet. He's, I think he's 80, and he's part of our community, and he's done a lot for our city and worked for us. He's retiring, and so we have a position, and I'm going to propose that we turn that. He was the supervisor, and I guess just kind of change the name a little bit and call it a city manager. So that's one of the things that I think would help with our communication with the workers, with the city government, and with just the general public getting things done.
Nancy Pruitt, one of those who wants to represent you, continuing her work on the Gainesboro Board of Aldermen. Nancy, thank you for your work so far, and thank you for your time tonight.
Thank you.
Our conversations continue with the candidates who want to serve Gainesboro as a member of the Board of Aldermen. One of those is Deborah Whitaker. Deborah, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Why did you decide, hey, I'm going to put my name in the ring?
Initially, when I got my papers, no one was running for alderman. I've just recently, within the last about 3 weeks, retired from 50 years in education. And I suppose in a moment of gallantry or insanity, depending on how you look at it, thought that perhaps my time could be spent helping the town of Gainesboro. I've lived here all my life, and I certainly have a vested interest in it continuing to be as successful as possible.
How have you seen Gainesboro change?
I've lived here for 73 years now. I've never seen any reason to go anywhere else. As they say, well, what about Cookeville? And I said, there's nothing there I can't go to and come back home. You know, we're quiet, we're peaceful, we're friendly. We have a lot to offer, and I'd like to continue to get that message out. But the main goal, because I'm not going here, I have no agenda, I have no thing I'm trying to, this is what I'm going to do. I want to learn what's going on, and then I want to do my best to help the best path for the city and the citizens in the city. And I'm open to see what that might be. But I think revenue is a problem for everybody. In order to provide the services to the citizens of the town, we have to keep an eye on our revenue, so we're constantly going to be looking for new ways to bring in revenue and better manage what we've got. There are a lot of things involved in this, and also the idea of planning, because something that seems like a really great idea in September, but you've got to look forward and say, 2 years from now, you may go back, look back and go, why in the world did we do that? So looking forward and having, being old helps in some things because I can see the past and things that happened. I know the reason. There was a reason things happened. It may not be applicable today, but it certainly was at that point. So I can see some of the changes that have happened, and some of them we certainly need to continue, and some of them we need to be sure that don't continue. So that's pretty well sums it up.
Let's go to the idea of tourism really as an industry, and it feels like from this perspective that Gainesboro, Jackson County, the chamber, business leaders, that everybody's kind of on the same page of, you know, this is something that can be used in some ways to replace those industries, which, you know, quite frankly, I think most of us believe those industries are not coming back at the same level. What can the city do to encourage the growth of that, to encourage that sales tax revenue, to encourage facilities and safety and those types of things to continue that tourism as an industry?
Well, I think obviously the thing would be to support entrepreneurs as they come in, to help with things like being sure things are safe, but also with things like getting the word out, being sure that people are aware of what we have to offer. With the thousands, 10,000s, hundreds of thousands of people who come to Cummings Falls, a lot of them are not even aware that is in Jackson County. Well, when they come to Cummings Falls, how can we get them on to Gainesboro? How can we support the folks that are here? How can we be sure that more and more people are aware of what we have to offer? We have worked, I think, well, as I say, I take no credit for that, but the chamber and the business leaders have worked really hard in the past few years to have events to bring people to town, to make them aware of what's going on, to let them know what we have to offer. And I think that has to continue, things like working with the Upper Cumberland Tourism Commission, the Tennessee State Tourism Commission. Tourism is a really good opportunity because it requires no or very little infrastructure. You know, we're probably not going to be building big buildings, or we're probably not going to be doing things that cost millions of dollars. But tourists come in, they spend their money, they leave. But we need to offer them things. I'd like to see, as I say, when our little boutique hotel opens, I think that'll be a great boon to the town because they can come and eat and shop and then stay. That will be one more thing that can bring people to town. Then getting the word out and being, as I say, it's awareness. I think it's just an awareness thing to some degree. We offer basic services, and I think for the most part, we do a really decent job of taking care of serving our citizens. We're always looking for more that we could do to make life better here. You know, we don't have a huge population, and we always welcome those folks who think they might like to live in Gainesboro. But for those that are already here, we want to be sure we're able to continue to offer the level of services that's appropriate for what we have.
Deborah Whitaker, as someone walks in to their booth and casts their ballot, why should they cast one of their votes for you?
I've spent 73 years in Jackson County. Now, I'm going to say right off, I don't think that anybody you vote for is a bad choice. I don't think that any vote you make for anybody who's running for alderman is a bad choice. I mean, I will not be sad to see anybody who is on that ballot elected. I simply have the time and to some extent the energy and the background and an open mind to devote myself or continue devoting myself to the good of the town and the county. And that's all I can offer. People can choose to vote for me or not, but that's what I offer. No agenda, just trying to do what's best for the town and the citizens of the town.
Deborah Whitaker, candidate for Gainesboro Alderman, as we head to the polls. Deborah, thank you again, and thank you for running.
You're welcome, and you have a great night.
Gainsborough set to elect members of the Board of Aldermen as we head to the polls in days. And one of those who wants a seat, would like your vote, is Beth Young. Beth, thank you for spending some time with us.
Oh, thank you for inviting me to speak.
In your role, in your thoughts, what is the role of an alderman?
The alderman is, they make recommendations to the city, to the mayor. They pass resolutions and try to bring in revenue is what I see as the role of the alderman. We're also responsible to hear what the constituents need and try to do the right thing for that, for those constituents and the city. That's what I see as the role of the alderman.
Why do you think you are the right person to serve?
Well, I have 28 years of service with the government, for Metropolitan Government of Nashville, and I love this city. I fell in love with this city when we moved here 2 years ago. My family originated here in the 1800s, and I just see that there is so much opportunity to help the city not only stay as quaint and beautiful as it is, but also find the resources needed to help the infrastructure. That is why I want to run as alderman, just to see if I can help with that.
Your perspective is interesting because it's one of the things that is helping Gainsborough grow, people coming here, maybe returning to Gainsborough, and preserving the community, yet helping it move forward. How delicate is that balance?
There are individuals that need here that want to remain in the past, and I get that. You do not want to change your past, but you do want to grow, you know, for the future. And I hope, and I want to hear what people have to say. So this is a hard question to answer, and I apologize, Larry. I want to help the city generate some revenue, improve upon the coffers, and help the taxpayers learn and understand what the money goes for. I want to be as transparent as possible, you know, and just try to grow without growing Gainsborough. I know that probably didn't make sense to anyone.
No, you're trying to grow the community without changing its basic appeal.
Exactly. Because we do have one of the most beautiful historic towns, but we need things. This city needs better roads, better water, updated sewer lines, water lines, better drainage. Those are the things that I see as very important to the city, and that doesn't change the appeal of Gainsborough at all. It just helps our constituents.
It seems that the city, the county, the Chamber of Commerce, the business community has worked together to try to make Gainsborough a bit of a destination. It's kind of developing that rapport as a kind of a cool place to visit. You can eat at a nice restaurant. You can see beautiful scenery. Is that an industry that the community can build on?
I do believe so. I do believe so. With the right marketing, and again, improving our infrastructure, we could really bring people here. If nothing else, I know we have Granville, which is the Mayberry of the South, but we are more historic even than Granville. And I think people would love to come and hear our history, see the beauty of Roaring River and the beauty that we have here, you know, picnics at the lake or the river. Yeah, I really do believe that is something we can grow upon. We just have to work toward our infrastructure because we want people to come here, but we don't want them to, you know, of course, hit the potholes or things like that.
Beth Young is one of the candidates running for Gainsborough Alderman. Your experience in government, I'm sure you saw the good and the bad. How does that help you in this particular role? How does it change how you want to lead?
Well, I have in the past worked is not only people that are disadvantaged. I have worked in finance and now in information technology in the government. I have seen working in one department of the government who was completely 100% funded by grants. I have learned how grants work, how we can apply to get them, what we need to do to generate some of that grant revenue into the city. I also, with my technology background, I know what it's like to bring the city up to speed in modern technology with network security, server cloud storage, you know, things that need to help the city grow internally. I also, and this is in my personal life, so I can't say that this would be something that is proper for the city employees here, but growth and development, having goals, having trainings, you know, making it very, making employees grow and helping them to move forward as well. That moves forward the city.
Beth Young, candidate for Gainsborough Alderman. Beth, thank you for the time. Thank you for putting your name in the hat.
Thank you so much, Larry. And I do hope everyone goes out and just votes.
The four candidates for Gainsborough Alderman: Tom Getz, Nancy Pruitt, Deborah Whitaker, Beth Young. Our conversation turns to the race for highway superintendent in Overton County, with the incumbent not running, set to retire. Tim Kennedy, Darwin Clark, and David McDonald are vying for your vote as you head to the polls next week. Darwin, why did you decide to pursue this position?
Well, I've been employed with the Overton County Highway Department for the last 20 years, and you know, I started out there as a general laborer and worked my way up through the ranks these last few years. And I've been in the, in 2013, I went into the office when James Nard got elected in 2012. He was needing somebody to oversee the office and keep the reports going and things going. And so I moved in there and started doing that for him and doing all the budgets and all the salaries and doing all the organizing of calls that came in and just doing just basic everyday things that it's a, that you're involved in with the highway department. I assisted him in scheduling and getting the men out to work where they needed to work at. So he decided to retire this year, and so I just decided it's time for me to step up and do his job for a while and train somebody else to take my position some of these days, and then they could walk into the, maybe in the future as get elected as a highway superintendent. You know, I enjoy helping the people. I've been involved in politics nearly about all of my adult life. I've been a county commissioner for the last 16 years, so usually I work well with others, and, you know, I know how county government works. I've worked for the state many years ago. I know how they work. I've been involved with all aspects of the highway superintendent's job. I assist with, you know, all of the state aid roads, the contracts that we get from the state. When we're building bridges, I help with that. Secure contracts, do all the routing, make sure that we get it, all the things in order. Assign people to different functions of equipment to use when they need to. Like today, we had to send out a mini X to clean up some of the trees and had some sawyers out. So I just felt like it was my turn to step up and try to help Overton County and continue to help Overton County like I have the last 16, 20 years.
I'm not sure there's a position in county government that maybe is misunderstood more than the highway superintendent. How would you define the role?
A lot of folks don't understand why or how our funding is for, first of all. Most of the time, the highway superintendent has to be created with what money he's got. We don't get a lot of property tax money from the county. We get about 8 pennies, which is about equates to about $360,000 a year in property tax money, which we use that money to buy oil and chips to be put down on the roads and to be used for whatever needs they are. And the county receives, the highway department receives this money through the gas tax. And when you go out and fill your car up and you buy gasoline for any of your products, then that money reverts back to your county for roads. Now, being a small rural county highway superintendent, you have to get creative on your money to spread your money out to do the roads that you have to oil and chip, you have to grade, you have to go right away, you have to keep the ditches cleaned out. So it's just people don't understand that you have to juggle multiple things at one time every day. You got people calling wanting you to do this, asking you to do that, come look at this, come look at that, and they don't realize how busy the highway superintendent is. And then he's also responsible for making sure that any state funding that's out there, we try to secure it for Overton County, to make sure we get our part, such as like the High Bridge Priority Program the state's been doing for the last 5 years. We're getting a bridge done this year under that. People don't realize that we have to travel to Nashville to meet with legislature. We have to meet with the TDOT folks, the commissioner at times, and all their staff. And so you got to be kind of multifunctional every day. You got to be able to jump from one thing to the other, I guess is the easiest way to say it. And people don't realize that. People think that we just target the roads and we try to keep our eye on all the county roads, but you've got to do all those other things before you can ever get to the point where you can repair. Now, you can do simple maintenance on the road, and like mowing and picking up trash or cleaning ditches out or patching, but to do the big roads and to do the state aid roads, you've got to have funding to do that. And being a highway superintendent, you've got to spend some time away from the county to meet with TDOT folks and other folks just to see what's out there. So if one thing can be said about the highway superintendent, it's a 24-hour-a-day job. It's 7 days a week. You're always on call. Wherever you go, somebody has a question about a road or they got something they won't fix. And people don't realize that there's no downtime for that a lot of times for a highway superintendent. And that, it can be a stressful thing at times, but it's also rewarding when you can see what you've done in the past year, how many roads you've been able to oil and chip or how many roads you've paved or the things you've done. So I think the biggest thing is you got to be multitask every day and be able to communicate with the people too. And that's a big thing, being able to communicate.
Finally, Darwin Clark, if people want to choose you when they head into the little room and close the curtain, what are they getting in a highway superintendent?
Well, with me, you're going to get experience. I've been here 20. I'm already trained. I'm ready to go. I know how to deal with the state. I know how to deal with the local government. And I know how to deal with the federal government. And I know how to deal with people. And I can go to work tomorrow if elected for you all. And I feel like that's an invaluable resource at this time, being able to step into that role and start working on the county roads and maintaining the county roads and dealing with the proper people. So, I'd like to ask everybody for their vote. I'll be on the ballot as an independent candidate. That's because I've been an independent candidate for the last 16 years as a county commissioner. And I hope that everybody will take a look at my qualifications and remember my qualifications and vote for me. And you won't be sorry if I get elected. I'll do everything in my power to fix every road in the county that I can. So, and that's the best I could do. You want to do everything you can, but just remember that I can go to work tomorrow if I have to.
Darwin Clark, candidate for highway superintendent in Overton County. Darwin, thank you for the time.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Thursday features the Democratic primary in the U.S. House District 6 for the chance to face off against John Rose in November. One of the candidates in District 6 is Clay Faircloth. Why did you want to run for the U.S. House?
Well, a few years back, the division that I saw in our country, in our communities, around our dinner tables, at our reunions, in our churches even. It just broke my heart to see the factions and the people taking sides, if you will, and not really understanding how it's really the differences that drive who we are as Americans. It takes that mixing, if you will, that back and forth between the two ideas about how to govern, about how to lead our lives. Those things create a spark, a life, if you will, that I think is what allows America to be all that she is today. Without that opposing viewpoint, without the other ideas, without the mix, there would be no change. There would be no life. And I think that's what makes America beautiful. It's very trying at times. It can be like being on a roller coaster up and down emotionally. But it's the beautiful mixture of our ideas together that I believe, and the reason why I'm running is I believe I'm the candidate that can bring us all together, our united voices, the diversity of all of those, with those shared values of family, of freedom, and of a future that we can secure, that we don't have to hope for, but we can be assured of because of the work that we've put in together as a nation. And that's why I'm running for United States House of Representatives and District 6. And I'm not against anything or anybody. I'm for our people and our communities. And I think it's time that we elect someone that is not against us, that doesn't have a degree in arguing and debating, but someone that can bring us together, that can unite us for once and help move our nation forward.
A little about your background, Clay. You are a native Middle Tennessean?
Yeah, 50-plus years. We won't go into how many of those, but really close to 60. And born and raised in Donelson, and I'm a Nashvilleian, obviously. But I've lived in Lebanon. We lived in Murfreesboro for about a decade. In my life, I've had a couple of different hats I've worn. And we moved when we needed to for affordability issues, possibly, one time, and then for work, another. But we're back in Nashville now, 22-plus years, going on 23, and our family's here, our children here. They have children here, and we're all well-established in the Donelson community. I think I counted up the other day, there's 35 souls that live in 37214 that are connected to me by blood or love, you know, in-laws or whatever those things are. And, you know, Donelson's an important community to me. But really, as a Tennessean, as someone that has just studied the history of our state and of our country, I'm proud to be representing all of our voices. And I grew up on a farm. Nashville used to be a town. It wasn't the metropolitan city that it is today. And right on that outskirts of the town there by the airport, where I still live today, I grew up on a farm, cattle farm. We had a garden and all the stuff, you know. But I learned about hard work and the ethical values of putting in a day's labor and earning your wages. My grandfather was not only a cattle farmer and a garden farmer with tomatoes and corn and things of that nature, but he was also a plumber. And he established a great plumbing company that was able to take care of his family. And I come from middle-class stock, but I worked my way through college eventually, got a degree, and completed a master's degree at Tribeca in counseling. And I'm a pastor, too. 22-plus years, I've been the senior pastor at Shelby Avenue Baptist Church in East Nashville. And we've been a part of that ministry in East Nashville now for a number of years. And we feel like it's home to us. We love the community, and the people there in our church are very loving and caring. So we've got a full life. Obviously, I'm also a full-time employee with Metro Government here in Nashville. And I work with an agency called the Metropolitan Action Commission, and we serve families that are in emergency needs with their energy bill, possibly their water. And then we also run 7 learning centers for preschool. They're called Head Starts. And that gets a lot of the children in our community ready for kindergarten and first grade. We kind of give them a head start on things in life, right?
District 6 is an interesting district in that you have, some of the areas around Nashville, especially to the north, of the metropolitan area that are growing significantly. You have the Upper Cumberland that is also growing. How does one work to try to represent both of those?
Well, so I think, again, you have to have a voice, a person that, you know, has been exposed to both of those areas. In the urban area where I've worked for 22 plus years now, I've been exposed to the issues that are driving some of the violence that we see, some of the crime that we're seeing in our inner cities. And it's hopelessness and despair a lot of times. It's lack of funding in our communities to police them correctly, to take care of the things in our communities that need to be taken care of. And a lot of that is because of the poverty and the negative effects of poverty on people's lives. And that transcends communities. So in our rural areas, we have upwards teens to low 20% of our children that are living in under the poverty level in these communities. And so there are opportunities for growth. The counties are growing. There are opportunities to do more investments in those communities, for sure. We need to be looking at opening up more opportunities to take advantage of the resources that those counties have. A lot of them have very attractive water opportunities to drive tourism, and we have agricultural tourism that we can do. The landscaping industry in that area is just amazing, and I think needs to be developed even more and invested in even more, because we are in such a perfect climate area to grow and to be that landscaping capital of the world there in our area. And so we see from Granville to Lancaster to Jackson County up in Gainesboro, we see opportunities in all of these communities for growth if we have smart planning and the right investment. And it's really going to take someone in D.C. that's willing to, you know, spend a little money. You know, it's important. You know, money's being spent all over our country. This is the deal, y'all. There are projects going on all across our state, all across our country, all across this world that you as a taxpayer in Middle Tennessee are funding, and we're not seeing a dime of it, hardly ever, because we don't have a representative in Congress that wants to waste the taxpayers' money. Well, I've got news for y'all. That money's being wasted somewhere else. And so we need a voice in D.C. that will fight for us to make sure we have safe roads, that we have schools, that we have the technology, that we have the ability to grow crops on our land that is our land that we can – that 34 other states in this country have the right to do. We want to have the right to use our land for the resources that we have in our communities, too, to realize our full potential. And that's the kind of voice I'll be for our farmers and for our small communities in those rural areas, because they still face some of the same dilemmas that our urban areas face because of the dredge of poverty in their life. And we can make a difference that we can do together. We just can't say no. And for the last, well, since 2019, when our current representative took office, pretty much that's been the answer to everything in our community. No to helping our communities, no to helping our teachers, no to helping our schools, no to helping our small businesses, no to helping invest in our communities. And I just don't believe no is the only answer.
Clay Faircloth is wanting to represent you as a District 6 representative in the U.S. House. He's in the Democratic primary. Clay, thanks for the chance to get to know you and find out what you're interested in, and thanks for spending some time with us.
Man, thank you for your time, and just again, Faircloth for Congress, we appreciate your help and your support.
This is Meet the Candidates, your daily primer leading up to Election Day next Thursday, and of course, we'll have full coverage of the election returns right here. Now we turn our attention to Monterey and Ward 2, the race for aldermen. Larry Bennett and Mark Farley vying for your vote. Larry, why did you decide to put your name in the hat and run for the alderman seat?
Well, I tell you, I was called. People sent me texts. And first, they want me to run for mayor, and I really didn't want to go to that position. You know, that's a big step. But I kept being asked. If I'd run for alderman, we needed somebody else in there that saw their views and opinions and would speak for them. And so I thought about it a long time. At first, I didn't want to do it, you know, and it just kept on. I just finally said, all right, I'll do it. So.
For those that don't know who you are and what you stand for, what's the brief story of Larry Bennett?
I moved to Monterey in 1986. I was a police officer here for 5 years up to 92. Then I went to Allgood Police Department, over the County Sheriff's Department for a couple of years. Then I came back and went to work for Putnam County Sheriff's Department. I just retired back in 2013. So I've been around a while. And, most people know me. I've been kind of out of circulation a while since I retired from the Sheriff's Department. But most people in this town knows me. And so if you don't know me, I'm easy to talk to. And you can ask anybody where I live, and they'll tell you, you know. But I'm a person's a mouthpiece, you might say. I like to listen to them, and I do what I can for the people. That's what it's all about.
You have spent a considerable amount of time working in government with those law enforcement roles. What has that taught you about how government works, maybe the good things and maybe the things that you have to be aware of?
As a leader, I've seen that if you're going to be a leader, you got to know what you're talking about. Got to, have answers to people's questions. Got to know how to lead. I've seen that in through the Sheriff's Department, supervision here in Monterey. I was on the County Commission for 4 years, and so I know how that goes. You try to be in the leadership position, try to respect the leadership, but you also got to listen to people out there that's wanting answers, and I think they deserve it.
What are people talking to you about? What are the things that they want to see in Monterey done more of, or maybe that is not being done right now?
Well, I thought I had my own list that nobody else was thinking about, but the more I talked to people, the more I found out that they had the same thing on their mind as I did. Like, for instance, better infrastructure in the city of Monterey. Streets, they need work, all kinds of work. Last time these streets were paved was in the middle 80s. I had just got here, middle 80s, and they had just paved every street in Monterey. I don't think they paved, I know they paved some streets, they had to, but infrastructure in Monterey, really bad, I think. A lot of roads need repair. There's a lot of, like another thing with a city codes officer. We don't have one. We used to have one, but they never could keep it. And we got structures sitting around that's maybe, badly in bad shape, that's maybe burnt, still standing there. Weeds and shrubs are growing up in people's yards, nobody living in abandoned buildings. And a lot of people are like me. They don't like seeing that sitting around and nothing being done about it, because it really lowers the next person's property next door down. Curb appeal is everything.
When we head to the polls in Monterey, Ward 2, Mark Farley is one of the candidates asking for your vote as we get set for Election Day. Mark, you have been doing this a while. Why does it continue to interest you?
Well, I've been doing this ever since 2000, so I've got about 24 years in it. So just try to keep everything going, It's some of them just don't realize what it takes to be on Alderman, it's just trying to do something good for the town, so.
What is your approach? How do you try to educate yourself about all the various things that an alderman has to know about and has to make decisions about?
Well, you got to do a lot of reading up on it, Try to do the best you can for the town, It's not going to cost them a lot, So that's the main thing, so.
That cost issue was certainly one that came to the forefront this year with the alderman having to make some very difficult decisions. Is that just part of growing as a community in your mind?
You try to keep your employees, you got to keep them happy, and then you got to keep people happy in town. So you've got to be able to keep up with the stuff that the town needs. We've done a big project on streets and stuff, so that takes money, water, it takes money, just everything goes back to the budget, you know. It takes a lot of money to run a town, more money than people think it does.
How much of a game changer is this sewer project?
This is going to be going to help the town a lot. You know, we've been under a moratorium for years, and once this, which we've got the new sewer plant back on, is online now. You know, it's just not running at full capacity yet. You know, so that should get us out under moratorium, so we can put in new businesses and stuff. You know, tie on new lines and stuff. So that will help us a lot.
For the average person that doesn't understand, having that ability to put businesses, more residences on sewer, that really is the key to growth, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, we've had things, you know, we couldn't put on and couldn't get them, you know. It's just, you've got to have sewer if you're going to do it, you know, and that's the thing. You know, we couldn't put people on, you know. You had to go through the state on everything, you know. They look at you pretty hard when you try to put something on. You're under this moratorium, you know, so that's the thing. You've got to be able to satisfy the state and the county and everything else, you know, while you're doing things.
Ward 2 candidate Mark Farley for Monterey Alderman. Let's talk about another type of infrastructure, and that is parks and those types of facilities. Monterey is making a bit of a name for itself as a tourist destination. Is that something that's sustainable?
That's something we want to try to do. You know, we like to draw some people into town, you know. You never know. You might have a new business come out of it or whatever, you know. You never know. So you need to try to keep your bases open, you know, see what's going to come in or see who comes in, you know. So,
Mark, as you've talked to voters, what are the things that they are concerned about as it relates to Monterey?
Well, some of them just wants more stuff done, you know, in town, you know, but you got to have the money to do it. Most people need to come to a meeting and see what, you know, and see what kind of what's going on in town. You know, some of them never comes into a meeting, never comes, talks to nobody, you know. They just need to come see how everything's running, you know, when on the board and stuff. So right now the board, I think, has been running real well the last 2 years, you know. So roads is the biggest thing people's concerned with, you know. So
the candidates for Gainsborough Alderman, for Monterey Alderman in Ward 2, one of the candidates for Overton County Highway Superintendent, and one of the Democratic candidates trying for the nomination in the U.S. House District 6.